was it, Manushe?
It was your dear honourable brother. He got up and went to the factory at this time of
night. Why to the factory?
God only knows. He said he wanted to get his stuff. I don't know.
So why didn't you tell him to come here?
Even if I told him, he wouldn't have agreed. Of course, he has the right. If I were in his place with everything that's happened, I wouldn't have the nerve to look my family in the face either.
But it's not right like this. My child is roaming around in the streets in the cold. I say we should go after him.
It's no use, Mother. By the time we get to the factory, he'll be gone. Oh, man, what a mess. Look how he's made himself homeless, and now he's bothering us as well.
I think we should get up and go to Uncle's house and have a talk with Baha. She's a smart and rational girl. Maybe if the elders intervene, she'll stop being so stubborn and everything will work out.
Soraya, the things you say sometimes. If you were in Baha's place, would you forgive Bizzard? No, really, if I'd done such a thing, would you forgive me? You wouldn't do it. Man, don't be so simple about it, Mother dear. It's not a small thing. She's taken a big blow from her partner in life. Man, her heart is broken, and then she should just forgive him for that?
Now, it wouldn't hurt to try, you know. It's better than just sitting on our hands while their life is destroyed, right, Mom?
But how can I even go over there? How can I look in Baha's eyes and tell her just to forget about everything?
That's right. It can't be done. If she sees you, she might even become more upset. Man, just let things settle down a little bit. Then, at the right time, you can go and work on her then.
You weren't that innocent either. If you hadn't hidden everything back then, things wouldn't be like this right now.
She's saying it again. Hey, man, how many times do I have to tell you? If I did what I did, it's because I wanted to minimize the damage. I did a good deed and I get blamed for it. What the hell? I just wanted to do the right thing.
If you always did the right thing, you wouldn't have gone and taken Bezard's place at the factory so quickly.
Mom, are you talking to me? Did I do a bad thing by thinking about what is best for Bezard? Man, I stayed at that factory so that the opportunity presents itself for Bezard to come back again. That's all.
Look, Manucha, this fight is dirty all round. Just be very careful that you don't get it from both sides.
Mother. Oh, man. Did you see what your mother said to me? She is officially threatening me. I'm such a miserable jerk. Man, not for nothing I'm the manager of that factory. What way is that to treat me? What way is that to talk to me? It's all your fault. I told you. I told you 100 times we should pack up and get the hell out of here. Go somewhere where they show us some respect.
Oh, man, nothing's even happened. She was upset and just said something, and she's right. You're not so innocent. And you keep saying, let's pack up, or who's getting in your way? Pack up and leave, man.
Leave? You're really unfaithful, Soraya. Where should I go? You know I don't have anyone else besides you. If it were just me, it wouldn't matter where I lived and I'd get by with just a piece of bread. Who do you think I put up with all this for? If your brother keeps insulting me and I don't say a thing, who do you think it's for? It's for you. It's for our life together. Soraya, it's for our future.
Manushe, dear. But I didn't say anything. Let's just wait until things settle down a bit. Then the two of us will sit down and decide what we should do about it. All right? All right, Manushe, dear.
All right. All right. I won't meddle in anyone else's business. You can do whatever you like. Soraya.
What is it?
Wake me up early in the morning to go to the factory. I've got a lot more responsibilities right now. I have to go and watch over the employees so they don't mess up and do their work properly.
Sure thing, Mr. General Manager.
Oh, man. What General Manager? It's been a long time that I've given up on this world.
Yes.
Ah.
Zatari Highway is experiencing some heavy traffic from north to south. Karaj Highway heading towards Tehran is also experiencing heavy traffic. You can expect some delays due to congestion on the Tehran freeway to Karaj at the Zatari exit.
The first requirement for forgiveness is to show regret. You can't expect Bahar to forgive you before you prove to her that from the bottom of your heart you're sorry about what happened in the past.
Look, Aunt, it's not a matter of regret. It's about betrayal. I made a mistake. I was really stupid. It's true. I have enough courage to go and stand in front of them and say I made a really big mistake. I'm really sorry, but things won't be over so easily. They think that I went and did such a thing in order to get my revenge, and right now they want to blame my uncle's death on me, not so?
All right, eat your food. Oh, what a mess this is. If right from the start, if you'd gone straight to Bahar and openly and honestly told her everything, right now you wouldn't be worried about what you should do.
Look, Aunt, if I didn't say anything, it was because I didn't want another conflict created between the two families. That day at the hospital, if you recall, when I asked you to keep quiet, it was only because of that. Otherwise, I didn't have any other reason.
Please don't remind me of my mistake. I should have been wise enough to realize that a life that starts with a lie isn't going to end well at all.
I didn't tell a lie, Aunt. I just didn't tell the entire truth. There's a big difference between that and lies.
Azad, dear, that's what you think. But Bahar doesn't think so. In my opinion, you'd better be a man and accept responsibility for what you've done.
What should I do?
You should confess. You should be humble. Drop your head down and try as hard as you can to win Bahar's heart back again.
Let's say I do win Bahar's heart again. What am I going to do with Sarur? For now, me and Bahar's future is in her hands.
Destiny is in the hands of God, not in the hands of his creatures.
Well, that's true.
Eat your food. Tomorrow I'll go and see Bahar. Maybe I'll be able to talk to her. I just hope that she'll listen to me.
But this deed is in the name of Hissam Feruzanfar.
Well, that's right. But his family has settled his estate.
Doesn't work like that. I'm afraid his inheritors have to be present.
But Mr. Rafi, I have power of attorney. There's no need for the presence of the inheritors.
Can I take a look at it?
Yes. One moment.
Don't get up. Don't get up. Why don't you eat something?
Thank you very much.
They've got a lot of trust in you to give you this document.
Yes, they trust me a lot.
Well, Mr. Rafai, if there's no problem, let's start the preliminary work.
The truth is, Miran, I've never given a fake invoice to anyone before. And I don't like doing anything illegal, see? You can call it whatever you like. I'm sorry, but in my opinion, this is actually a type of swindling.
Thank you very much, Mr. Rafi. I'd never been a swindler before, now I am.
Mr. Rafai, I've already explained everything to you very openly and honestly, haven't I?
Yes, you did explain. But I really wasn't convinced. You want to purchase equipment for the factory. Very well. There's no need for all of this. I'll sign an official contract with you, and we'll import all your equipment from China for you. As easy as that.
In fact, it's a very good suggestion, but for now I've changed my mind about manufacturing automobile parts. The truth is, I want to go after my own profession, something that's to my expertise. Now Mr. Nikar knows more about it.
Yes, indeed. Mr. Feruzanfar has decided to change his profession and go after his field of expertise, publishing and advertisement.
I understand that, but...
Mr. Rafai, I don't know how, with your courage, you have managed to make so much money.
It's wise to be cautious.
You don't need to be worried, sir. I know the law as well. You can be sure if I thought there was any risk of danger, I wouldn't have gotten involved. Now, what will you do? Are you in or not?
Very well, then. Take the deed to the bank. If they accept it, I'll accept it too.
Then it's settled. All that's left is signing the letter of intent, which both parties will have to do.
Letter of intent?
Don't worry about it. It's just a guarantee for Mr. Farooz Anfar, so he can rest assured that you'll give him the check you get from the bank.
Have you told him that the check has to be in my name?
Of course, yes. I have. If you'll just be kind enough to hand over to Mr. Farooz Anfar a check in the amount of 80% of the loan, so that he can rest assured and not be worried any longer.
Fine. Whatever you say, Maron.
Thank you very much. Please, have some fruit.
There you are. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Congratulations. The fruit was bought with honestly earned money.
Congratulations.
Thanks.
Have
a lot.
Some, why
Thank
don't
you? Very
you?
Much.
Hello.
Hello, Fatima,
dear. Calm down, calm down. Everything will be fine.
Hello.
Hi, how are you?
How are you, dear?
Everything will be fine.
I'm in such a state. How can I calm down? That stupid kid, he's gone off and quietly gotten married, gotten divorced, ruined his own and his wife's lives. Now, how can I even look at Baha in the face and ask her to forgive him? How can I do that?
I know it's a hard thing to do, but we have to do everything we can to prevent their lives from falling apart.
A crazy person throws a rock in a well and 100 wise men can't bring it out. If right back then we'd told him the girl's no good for us, he'd listen to us. We wouldn't have had to go and bow our heads down in front of them right now, Aunt.
Just try to be patient, Soraya. They're really upset right now. They've been hurt. They have a right. So if by any chance there are any insults or belittling, you have to be patient and tolerate it, right?
Sure.
Very well. You stand right there. If they see you, they might not open the door. I'll be right back, okay?
Yes?
Hello, Saru. It's me. Could you please open the door? Thank you.
Oh, man. I don't know what these people want with our lives if they won't just leave us alone. Oh, all the problems I've had have been because of them.
Hello, Saruga.
Hello, Fatima. What are they doing here? Why did you bring them? Get out! Get out!
Saru, dear, my darling.
Get out of here! I said get out of here!
Saru, my darling, my darling,
Forget
my
about
darling.
Saru! Saru is dead!
Darling,
Forget
my
about my darling,
darling
Fatima! Why
I know,
did you bring
I
them
know
here?
I know that you're upset,
then
my
why
darling.
Did you bring
I know
them?
You're upset,
why did you bring
but
them?
I'm asking you. I'm asking you to allow them to say what they've come to say, Saru, dear.
I'm in this situation because I allowed them. My husband's life wasn't enough, so they ruined my daughter's life as well.
Saru, dear.
I'm really ashamed, my dear, for the sake of all the time we've spent together. Please forgive Behzad.
Forgive them? If you were in my place, would you forgive? Fatima, forget about it.
Saru, dear, I'm begging you.
Saru, dear, you shouldn't blame Behzad for everything. What does Uncle Hissam's death have to do with Behzad?
It has to do with it. In order to get revenge for his father's death, Behzad first killed my husband, then he ruined my daughter's life!
You're making mistakes, Saru, dear. Behzad never intended to do such a thing. I assure you.
You
of
don't
it.
Talk about assurances to me anymore. Everything I'm suffering from is because of you. That one time that I trusted you is enough for the rest of my life. Now, because of putting my trust in you, I've got a treacherous son-in-law and a regretful daughter. From this moment on, they don't have the right to set foot in this house!
Saru, dear. I love you so much. I'll accept all of your insults and curses. I'm begging you, just allow me to talk to Baha.
Don't shed crocodile tears for me. Bahar doesn't want to talk to you.
Bahar doesn't want to, or you won't allow her to, Sarah?
She doesn't want it. I won't allow it. What do you want from us? Leave us alone.
My dear, dear darling girl, you're the elder of this family. You have to resolve the problems, not make them even bigger.
You're the one that's created these problems, Fatima. You're not any less to blame than Behzad is.
It's not like that at all. I found out that Behzad had gotten married before.
What? What do you know about it, Fatima? What do you know?
I found out about it back when Hassan passed away. Those two kids were already living together.
So why didn't you say anything to us, Aunt?
What did you want to say to me, darling? What did you want to say? Just like right now, I'd be accused of ruining those kids' lives.
Then everyone knew all about this except miserable me.
When Manisha told me about it, I wanted to come and tell all of you. Even you, Sarul. But the day that his son passed away, Behzad came to me at the hospital and begged me. He said he loved his wife. He loves his life. And I knew then that there was great love between Bahar and Behzad. I didn't want to take that love away from them.
So Manoochehr knew about it as well, huh? A dog is a jackal's brother.
That's enough now, Sarur. Try to maintain your respect. We keep not saying anything. It seems that you've forgotten that me and Behzad didn't have a father all our lives. It's all Uncle Hassam's fault.
God, only knows what kind of creature you are. Everyone gets what they deserve. Please get out of my house.
Sarur's
dead. Get out.
Leave her alone, Mum. Let's go. She's really going too far.
You stupid, backbiting, nosy, meddling witch.
What did you say?
Exactly what you heard.
Watch what you're saying.
I know what I'm saying, you jerk. Get lost. Get lost.
I've had enough of this. I don't have to listen to this. We're going now.
Stand up to me.
I'm really sorry, Sarul. I'm so very sorry for all of us. Bahar, dear, darling, I know you're home. I know you can hear me. I'm waiting for you. Call me so we can talk.
I always have a way to solve my problem, even if I'm stuck in a dead end. So don't ever underestimate me. Ever since I was a child, I always loved a scavenger hunt. That's why I've always quickly found all these clues and go until I find the prize. And if this doesn't work, I'll find another way. No. You're not supposed to know all the details. When it's done with, I'll explain everything to you then. Believe me, you're the only person whose intelligence and courage I applaud. All right. All right, I won't praise you anymore. You should be expecting some good news. Take care.
Hello.
Hello, darling.
It's good to see you. Where have you been? I've been worried to death. You should have called.
I wanted to be alone for a while.
No. We've become strangers for you now. If we weren't, then we wouldn't have been told about your marriage to that arrogant girl.
Mother, you're the one who told me to leave and you never wanted to see me again.
Yes, I said it. I said it because I was angry with you. But you're my son. You're part of me. Can I just stop loving you so easily?
I didn't want to get you involved in my problems.
Your problems are our problems as well. It's good that you've come back now. At times like these, the elders know better how to resolve these matters.
I'm going to say something, and don't get upset, Behzad. But if I were Bahar, I would have done the exact same thing.
That's enough, girl. What are you saying? Don't pour salt on his wounds. Help them heal. Try to find a solution for us.
What can we do? We have to go back and bow our heads down again.
That's not necessary. You'll go there and be belittled again.
For you, I'm willing to tolerate any kind of insult. If it's necessary, I'll go and fall to Bahar and her mother's feet. I'll cry and beg so much until their hearts soften up.
You don't need to do that, Mother. It's my problem and I'll solve it myself. I've just come to stay here a while, until I get my own place. Of course, if it's not a problem.
What are you saying? This is your house. You can stay here as long as you like.
Bazaar, dear, you're family and we'll always love you. But I wish you'd talk to me and Mum before you went and ruined your life.
But I'm really sorry, Soraya. It was you who destroyed my life. If back then, instead of opposing me, you had supported me, I wouldn't have been forced to go off and get married in secret.
Don't blame us for your mistakes. Me and Mom told you right then that girl and her family weren't suited for us. But you did whatever you wanted, and now you're paying the price, all right?
All right, Soraya, whatever you say. I made a mistake and I'll pay for it myself. Why are you upset?
Well, it's bizarre. Thanks for coming, brother. Believe me, the house was really empty without you, man. Man, thank you very much.
Here are the keys. You can have it all for yourself. Just know this. At the end, you'll be back to being nothing.
Man, I don't know what I've done wrong that you keep insulting me. Man, Sarua wants the key to the safe of her factory and you're blaming me for it.
No. Good night.
Did you have dinner, darling?
No, thanks. I'm not hungry. I want to be alone for a while. Good night.
Good night. Don't worry about it. Leave him alone, man. Don't bother him so much. Leave him alone now.
He's gotten so thin. His eyes were so sunken in. What do you say we should do, Soraya?
What can we do, Mother? You saw how she treated us today.
I learned how hard it is to be alone. When I saw the scarecrow with tearful eyes tell the crow, "You can pluck at me as much as you like. Just don't leave me alone." I know I've made a mistake, but I'm asking you to give me a chance to make up for the past. Be with me and help me so we can get through this crisis together. Baha, I will never leave you no matter what. Even if I have to wait for years for you to forgive me. I love you with all my heart. It might be small, but each person's heart is their entire life.
I remember one time he'd written, "I love you with all of my heart." It might be small, but each person's heart is their entire life.
Well, I've never seen anything like this. It's not like it makes any sense even, you know? I just don't know what to do anymore.
What else do you want? Goodbye.
Confusing. It's just, you know, I have no idea what to do anymore. Just keep quiet, please. No, don't stop talking. I'll stop talking.
If you would, please, Mrs. Bahar, for Farooz Anfar. Please explain what request you have of the court.
I want to get a divorce, Your Honor.
Can you please explain the reason for your request?
Lying.
That's it?
This man has hidden his previous marriage from me. He took advantage of my trust. He insulted my feelings and my character. In your opinion, is that a little?
No, but what you've described doesn't justify a divorce.
But why, Your Honor? Why do you think that only a man that beats his wife or that can't handle the expenses of life isn't a suitable spouse? Then what about the moral commitments? What about my beliefs that were destroyed by this man's lies and deception? That doesn't mean anything to you.
Look, my sister. When the request for a divorce isn't from both parties, and the woman has requested the divorce, she has to either prove that continuation of the marriage will cause her undue hardship, or that one of the conditions specified in your marriage license has occurred, or that you've been given the right to divorce. Have you?
Excuse me, Your Honor. But if a man, before his marriage, has made a claim that's proven to be false after his marriage, doesn't that create the right to divorce for the woman?
Right to divorce, no. But it creates the right to another marriage.
Could you explain a bit more?
in the situation that before the marriage, for either party, a certain condition has been specified and the marriage has been based on that condition, and after the marriage it becomes known that the party doesn't satisfy the condition, for the other party it creates the right to annul the marriage, which according to the law is different than a divorce.
But, Your Honour, the things my wife is saying aren't true.
They are true, Your Honour. He lied to me about his past, and he kept the woman that was in his life hidden from me.
Your Honour, I never lied nor kept anything hidden. Now she wants to call it keeping it hidden? Well, that's fine. Even if it's kept hidden, my intention was to preserve my family. Your Honour, the first day that I got married to this woman, she told me never to lie to her. But if there was something that she shouldn't know about, I should tell her it's not right for her to know. Ma'am, I didn't think it was appropriate for you to know. Your Honour, I like my wife, I love my wife, and I won't divorce her no matter what.
In that case, considering the things Mr. Firouzanfar said, and his expression of regret, and the expression of his feeling toward you and your life together, my advice to you is to forgive and continue with your married life. Other than that, the only way to get a divorce is if both parties agree to it, and that's all.
Thank you very much.
What happened, Baha?
Nothing. He keeps insisting that he won't divorce me.
The hell he did? What the hell's going on? This country has laws. I'll get her dowry from you. I'll force you to divorce her.
I'll get together every last penny of her dowry, but I won't divorce her.
In the end, all of these games won't accomplish anything but wasting time. So don't waste your time or ours. Stop acting like a child and don't be stubborn. Divorce her and she'll forego her dowry.
I don't need anything from you. I won't divorce her.
The hell you won't divorce her. Oh, what the hell did you think? I'll get her an attorney, you arrogant, ungrateful kid.
Why are you yelling, Mother? You're embarrassing
us. What do you mean I'm embarrassing you? That boy's ruined your life. Listen, kid, I know what to do with you. You'll see who you're dealing with. Look, that little meddler's here, too. Let's get going, darling. I gave my beautiful girl to him.
Hello, how are you? As soon as I heard from Miss Nagar that you're here, I got myself right away. Excuse me, were you able to rid yourself of that boy?
No, he says he won't divorce me.
Eh? What does that mean? No problem. What does that mean he won't divorce? What an irresponsible person he is. Isn't there someone to tell that boy, man, you've made a mistake? Why didn't you take responsibility for it? You keep bothering everyone. But Miss Baha, don't upset yourself at all. Even if Bazard's a runaway horse, he's still under your control. You just have to ask for your dowry, and I promise you he'll be crawling up these stairs to come and divorce you. That's what he'll do, I promise.
Who the hell's side are you on?
I'm with you. I'm on your side.
You knew a lot of things and didn't make a sound.
What did I know, Miss Arua? I always come and tell you openly and honestly. Excuse me, Miss Baha, what's she saying? Has someone said something behind my back?
What can I say? You'd better look in the mirror and ask that question of yourself.
Baha, leave him alone, darling. Let's go.
So, excuse me, do you know where section 3 is?
3?
3.
Yeah, what a mess.
Where is it?
I don't know, man.
That stupid little kid. He thinks now that your father's dead, he can do whatever the hell he likes. He won't divorce you. The hell he won't divorce you. I'll destroy him. Wipe away your tears, my darling. Your mother isn't dead yet. I'll get you divorced. It's your fault too, darling. You kept accepting whatever that boy wanted. He's become delusional. If right when I had insisted, you had requested your dowry to be much more, if only you and your father had listened to me, that boy wouldn't act so arrogant right now. We should still thank God that I stood my ground and the dowry's 500 gold coins. Otherwise, with a couple of stalks of flowers and candlesticks, what could we do?
That's enough already, Mother. Stop it. The things you're saying only make me more upset.
Oh, God.
Here you are. I just got them from the garden.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Hope you enjoy. with your permission.
Hello?
Hello.
Have a seat.
It's a beautiful house.
Thank you. May he rest in peace. The doctor left this place to me.
I see that.
You're not like the others to think I became his wife for his wealth, are you?
Don't say you loved him, because I won't believe it at all.
In the beginning, I didn't believe it myself. But the doctor was such a kind and lovable man that even if he didn't have anything, I still would have married him.
Too bad. Too bad that he didn't have enough time to enjoy his happiness more. Too bad. I... Aren't Miss Homer and Sinner here?
They're busy with their own things. I've opened up a shop for Homer. And Sinner has his band. Their album will be released any day now. I handled all the financial matters myself.
Then, the way it appears, everything is going the way you wanted it to.
It could be even better than this. Even for you.
Let's see. This is for you.
Thank you. So, what's going on? Were you able to do anything?
Hold on.
Hello, hi. What's up?
Listen, Mr. Furuzan Far. Do you not like money?
Not at all. How come?
Then why don't you come and get your loan?
Is the loan ready?
Yes.
It's ready to go. You just have to come to the bank and put your signature on the documents.
Man, that's great news. When should I go to the bank?
I'm on my way there now. If there are no problems, I call and tell you when I come.
And the divorce.
Uh-huh.
What happened at court? Did you divorce her?
No, a divorce, no. But I told her I'd give her the diary, but a divorce, never.
Everyone knows what's best for themselves. But you can't put back together a broken egg. There's been blood spilt between you. This life won't be a proper life anymore. If you're wise, you'll divorce her.
It's been a long time that my heart's taken over my mind.
Don't make the same mistake I made, kid. You can't force a woman to live with you. Her heart has to be with you. Then they'll even remain faithful to you after your death. This isn't just advice, it's experience. You have to pull a loose tooth and throw it away. Otherwise, one night it'll jump down your throat and choke you.
Very well, fine.
So I'll be waiting for your call. Take care. Goodbye.
I really didn't think you'd be able to handle doing this.
You always think wrongly when it comes to me. But I know what I'm doing. Of course, besides that one situation where I was tricked by you and sent my child abroad to her mother.
Then be very careful. Because you might get tricked again. Here you are. My dearly departed mother would always say, you should make a wish before eating the first crop of the season. That's good. You know the tradition.
It's very delicious.
Thank you.
کدوم خواستم، کدوم جنون، کدوم عشق. شاید خیلی از این حرفا دروغه، تا وقتی با همین از عشق میگیم نباشیم قولمون حتی دروغه. از این عشقایی که زنجیر میشه، هوسهایی که دامنگیر میشه، میترسم چون دلم بی‌اعتماده به احساسی که بی تأثیر میشه. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بی عشق میشه، فقط کاش بین این حسای مبهم بفهمم آخرش چی عشق میشه. حرفی که نگاهی نمی گفته و می گفته، اتفاقیه که گاهی نمی افته و می افته، حس یخ زدن تو آتیش، حال سوختن تو سرما، تو بیداری یه خیاله، یه حقیقت تو رویا. تو فکرش نیستیم و پیداش میشه، ولی وقتی که باید باشه میره، به حال و روز ما کاری نداره. همیشه یا براش زوده یا دیره. نه این که عاشقی حال خوشی نیست، نه این که زندگی بی عشق میشه، فقط کاش بین این سایه مبهم بفهمم آخر.